Hey, Game Boys are live playing Crazy Taxi.
Again?
That, so, officially, from Twitch, on my notification right now, and this may or may not come across on the screen, but would you like to try and attempt to see what that says?
Well, it's in reverse, but I can read backwards. It says Twitch notification.
Okay. Do you want to attempt to try and do what Link could never do in Majora's Mask and read backwards?
I can do that.
Well, the push notification went away. So,
all right, I guess we are never going to know what it said.
Because my phone decided to unlock itself, and then sent Vincent Van Gogh fuck yourself. So.
Well, that's part of the price for having an iPhone. When you have superior technology, sometimes you can't keep up with the technology. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and, you know, I feel like a lot of times just technology can't even keep up with itself.
That's true. I couldn't have said it better myself.
I mean, have you seen the AI that is Mark Zuckerberg lately? He's not able to he can't keep up with his own meta technology.
Has he been saying stuff?
I mean, he's an AI, so he says stuff all the fucking time.
He says stuff all the time, but he hasn't said anything that I wouldn't expect him to say. Like, he's always just said exactly what you expect a robot to, you know, come out of his mouth.
I guess that's true. You know what we need to get back to, though?
What's that?
Just as a whole. We need to get back to developers.
Yeah! Let's get it up for me!
I just watched an escapist video. And he was just going on, Yahtzee was going on talking about just how, like, he thinks, or is basically stating that the live, you know, game service industry is dead.
Hmm.
Okay. Or it's dying. It's in the act of dying right now.
Okay. I'm interested to hear his theory.
I just want to see what you thought, because I didn't think it was actually dying at all.
I think it's, God, no, it's never going away. Games as a service is here forever. I don't know what the fuck he's on about.
I kind of wish it wasn't.
I want to be as optimistic as he is, but I can't be, because games as a service makes way more money than games as a purchase does. I don't know where he's coming from.
His argument is there's been so many games recently now, and all of them coming out as services and or live services. Mm-hmm. And he's just showing, or at one point he just kind of stated how all of them end up ending the game itself within like a year or two.
All of them.
And the industry is kind of crashing on itself, because if you try and make a game infinite, you can't literally have every single person playing every single game if they want you to infinitely keep going.
I get what he's saying, but they don't really care about infinite. They care about profit. If you're playing one game and you keep giving them money to play that one game, why would they give a crap?
Because I'm thinking, I don't think he expressly stated this, but from what I'm going to insinuate that he implied, is that it's these games within a year or two, with all the development you put in there, you're not getting any money back, especially if they're free to play too.
But the ones that are making money back are making money hand over fist.
Well, no, they're not going away. But I think what he's saying is, as a whole, he compared it to like WoW, and how so many MMORPGs tried to come after WoW and like not nearly as many of them were successful, and eventually they moved on to the next thing.
We haven't given up on MMORPGs. We're still making MMORPGs.
I mean, look, this is Yahtzee, man. I don't know. Don't shoot the messenger, but this is just the shit he was saying.
I won't shoot you, but I will shoot Yahtzee.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I mean, he's British. It's not like it matters. Anyway,
I thought he was Australian.
Is he Australian? I thought he was British.
I thought he was Australian this whole time.
I mean, you might be right. Fuck it. We'll split the difference. He's from New Zealand.
Okay, deal. Understandable.
All right. Good. So I have not been able to play any games at all since last we spoke. But I've been trying to keep up with some headlines. questions because that's all I have time for right now. And I have seen dueling headlines right now.
Oh, two. Okay.
One of them is a PS5 Pro.
Already?
Yes. The other is, no, it's the PlayStation 6.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, the PlayStation 5 came out 2 years ago. Yeah, why not? Let's just make the PlayStation 6. Why not?
The PlayStation 5 Pro would make sense in like 2 years from now.
Yes. Although, the PlayStation Slim would have made even more sense around this time. Like, if it was a PS5 Slim, that would have been perfect.
Yes. No, I agree. I agree entirely. I still think they should make a Slim version of this console.
I agree with you agreeing with me.
I also think, so from the one headline I saw, and I think I briefly skimmed the article for the PS5 Pro, was it'll be liquid cooled. It'll come with like a better GPU because it's a fucking PS5 Pro. And then it's going to come with like 3 to 5 terabytes of internal storage.
That's still too small.
But at this point, I'm almost wondering, like, why does it sound like this thing is inching closer to just a desktop gaming PC?
Mostly because it is inching closer to a desktop gaming PC.
So at this point, and thank God Adam Jones is not anywhere near this chat.
Who's Adam Jones?
But at this point, sorry, Adam Johns. I combined, you know, Chris Jones with Adam Johns. My bad, man.
I thought you were talking about his cousin. They had that podcast together.
They had that podcast together, you know.
No, the Adam Johns and Chad Johnson have the podcast. Who is Chris Jones? Who are you talking about?
Dude, I don't know, man. At this point, I'm rambling.
I apologize for that, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes I ramble, and for that, I apologize. That was my Johns. What do you think?
That's a very good Johns impression, man.
Thank you. I'm very proud of that. I've been working on that for
years. I've tried a Johns impression. It's not nearly as good as yours.
Can you shoot? Give it a shot. Okay. Give it a try.
All right. Like I said, it's not very good, but here's my Johns impression, okay?
All right.
Oh, I'm very sorry about that. Yeah.
That was more like a Watson.
No, my Watson's a lot different.
Sure, give me your Watson.
My Watson would be like, let me cue up the video, eh?
That's pretty good. That's exactly what he sounds like from what I remember. Watson. Yeah, you nailed it.
And then my Chad Johnson is, again, very limited.
Try me.
Wow.
You ever think about going into voice acting?
You know, I considered it in my younger days, but not anymore.
That's a shame. You'd be very good at it.
People told me that, but meh.
I mean, not for me. Now you can add one more person to the list of people telling you that.
That's true. I can add to my list of my imaginary friends and you.
I'm not your imaginary friend. I'm real.
Yeah. Well, I think you are. You're real in my heart.
I don't feel real. Every morning I wake up, I'm like, this isn't real. None of this actually exists.
So, are you saying EA may have made you since you're not real?
All I'm saying is I could very well be a microtransaction.
Get the fuck off this stream. But before you do that, a word from our sponsor.
We're talking about the PS5.
Yeah, thank God Adam Jones is not on this podcast, because at what point will PC just actually be the master race and everything is just a gaming PC desktop?
Well, one, PC already is master race. Let's just get that out of the way right now. Two,
yes, but you know what I mean.
Our portable handheld systems are going to be nothing but PCs in the future. I don't know if you're familiar with the Steam Deck. That's the future.
I'm not, actually. Would you like to tell me about that?
Well, let me link you to a video that might explain a thing or two about the Steam Deck.
Have we decided what we're going to do with that the brand that reached out to us?
I reached back out to them.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, I don't know if we should do behind the scenes here, but it's not like anyone watches or listens to this anyway. So sure, yeah, what happened?
So I got reached out to by a brand ambassador saying that they worked for Syntech, and I am not familiar with the brand ambassador company. and I couldn't find anything about them. But I am familiar with Syntek. I actually have some of their items.
Okay. I'd much rather be reached out by them instead of a brand ambassador, because a brand ambassador sounds sketch.
I completely agree, but I reached back out to them saying, hi, we are open for collaboration. Oh, sorry. They reached out to us first saying, hi, we would like to collaborate. I represent this company and we want to get you hooked up with Syntek so that you guys can have an ambassadorship program. And we want you to talk about their Steam Deck docks, like, you know, the Switch dock, but with Steam Deck.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
And I reached back out to them saying, hey, we are open to collaboration. We are interested. What's the next step moving forward? Never heard anything back.
No, so, fun. All right. Yeah, cool.
That's what the land of sponsorships is like. Sometimes they reach out to you. Sometimes you reach out to them. All times you never hear anything back from each other.
Hey, man, we sponsor ourselves, and that's all that matters.
Speaking of which, make sure to check out our Patreon, gameboys.com/Patreon, because that's the only sponsorship we got going. And
you know, I heard we got a new Patreon recently. And depending on the tier...
We got a new Patreon?
Yes.
I mean, Patreon or patron?
Patron, I guess.
Patron, okay. If we got a new Patreon, that means... Slowly
but surely become a boomer.
Are you feeling okay? Should you see a doctor?
I definitely should.
Okay.
I'm literally losing my mind.
I don't blame you. That'll happen. That'll happen in law school.
It will. It definitely will.
Shit.
Who are you?
I don't even know anymore, man. I wake up and I ask myself that same question.
I do too. But yes, we did get a new patron. So did they want their name said on the show?
I don't know if they want their name mentioned on the show, but they did say they wanted to come on the podcast. The only reason they're not on the podcast now is because I reached out to them and they are not available right now. They're actually on a flight. So next time we do this podcast, yeah, they really should stream on the flight. What the fuck are they thinking?
I mean, come on, just phone in. That's all you gotta do.
But next time they are available, they are more than likely gonna want to come on.
Okay.
Because let's not forget, if you reach that tier that this person did, you are allowed to come on the podcast literally whenever you want.
You are. And if it is the tier I'm thinking of, you can also give us ideas for videos. So
That is confirmed. That is 100% confirmed.
It is confirmed.
So if you want to come on the show, or if you want to give us ideas for shows in the future, gameboys.com. Nope. Patreon.com/gameboys.
Yes. And then once you sign up there, you can get NFTs and you can give us ideas. I'm still trying to figure out how to give early access, because for certain things on Patreon,
I don't know how that works either.
The times I've tried to like upload videos or even podcast episodes, they won't let me.
So like
what are we supposed to do? Other content creators can do this. How do I do this? You know,
I don't, Patreon is very confusing. We're still working out the kinks in it. We're still trying to figure it out. But for right now, just, you know, NFTs are going to have to do.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. They are. But yeah, so anyway, like if consoles keep reaching more and more towards just desktop PC, you know, gaming PC status, like what's the point of consoles anymore?
I genuinely think consoles, at least consoles that you hook up to a TV, are going to be phased out. Maybe not in the near future, but in the somewhat near future. Because it really doesn't make any logical sense. Maybe 20 years, I'd say. I think it might end with like the PS7 or something like that. Unless they turn that into a computer. Who knows? Maybe Sony will make their own... I guess they do make their own computers. But their own gaming-centric computer brand that they... say is a console, but we all know in our heart of hearts it's not really a console.
You know what I find extremely strange about Sony?
Everything?
None of their divisions talk to each other.
Is that real?
Yes.
Wait, so like, the gaming division doesn't talk with the movie division?
So this is why I've been slowly finding out over time, and I've only found this out because of the fucking TV rabbit hole I've been going down. Okay. Sony Pictures doesn't talk to Sony Electronics, who doesn't talk to Sony Gaming, who apparently doesn't talk to Sony, what, like the engineering, I guess, company that makes like the sound bars and like headphones and all that, Sony Technologies. Huh. And it's like, it makes no fucking sense. Like, you think they would talk to each other.
I guess that's kind of why the Ratchet and Clank movie ended up the way it did, because Sony Computer Entertainment didn't talk with Sony Animation, and it was just a jumbled mess between the two projects. I don't know.
They don't.
Why do they do that?
Also, hello, Matt.
Hey, Matt.
I don't know if you're referring to Chris or to me, but I'm doing well. How are you?
Do you like One Piece, Mike? Are you a One Piece guy?
You know, I will have to admit this right now, I guess. But the only animes I've actually have watched now are Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Z, Gundam Wing.
Not even you skipped over GT. You didn't watch GT?
No.
Oh, you didn't miss anything. Did you watch Super?
No. So I'm trying to get through Dragon Ball Z right now.
Oh, yeah. You're not gonna do that.
I've gone through all of Dragon Ball.
You said dragon.
You remember that time? Dog said dragon?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Man, good times.
Oh, it was good times. Sorry, but anyway, back to our conversation.
Back to anime.
But I mean, Chris, I feel like you're probably more down the anime vibe than I am for reasons.
Well, no. One, anime was a mistake. Two, every time, like, I like some animes, but there are other animes where I watch them and I'm like, I hate all anime. Like, I just, hold on. Matthew Stem is asking, good, do you know GLR One Piece?
I know Gurr from Invader Zim, but I do not know GLR One Piece.
Is Invader Zim an anime? I'm going to say it's an anime.
It's animated.
And it is, yeah. That's
yeah.
It must be anime in that case, right?
Anime.
Yeah, it's not Japanimation, but it is anime.
Ooh, Matt, going hardcore watching all of GT.
Yeah, I remember Dedication. Watching. I remember getting halfway through GT and saying "fuck this." So, Matt, you got a lot more moxie than I do. I'll give you credit for that.
It's the Grand Line review, apparently, is what GLR One Piece is.
Do you mean the Grand Tour? Because we can review the Grand Tour if you want. That's a hell of an anime.
We can. That's one of the most epic animes.
So you really... What were the other
animes? You know who we should get on here? Is it possible to get your girlfriend on here real quick? She could go balls deep in this right now.
I can give her a call right now. I kind of doubt she would be willing to come on, though.
I mean, I agree. But I'm just saying, this is her avenue.
I don't think so. She's not... I mean, she likes anime, but she's not like an anime expert. I'll give her a call. Hold on.
Well, what time is it in Japan? We can call Kristen.
Kristen definitely knows a thing or two about anime.
Yes.
Stall for a minute. I'll give her a call.
All right. I'll stall. Coming soon to the Game Boys Podcasting Network.
Yo, what's up? This is Chad Johnson, and I am a professional gamer.
And I am Adam Johns, and I tell you everything you need to know to fight the computers and, you know, the console, or not the console. I mean, we love the consoles, but the computers elite. And they discuss and debate a bunch of random things.
I will say once again, now and forever, from the beginning of time till the end of time, Madden is always going to be the greatest video game of all time. Despite the fact that he's dead, he is still making games in heaven, and he's going to bless us with the power of football.
No, wait, Chad, I'm going to stop you right there.
No, Chad, I'm tired of you interrupting me. I'm tired of you interrupting me. You listen to me. You listen to John Madden, who's the greatest football player, video game player, human being player of all time. And I don't give a shit what you have to say about that.
And we cannot have Electronic Arts because they are evil!
Coming soon to a podcast network near you. I mean, Game Boys podcast near you. Yeah. So I'm going to comment and say, and I'm going to grander a guess here, that Grand Line Review sounds like, oh, it's a YouTuber. Aw, well, that's nice. You're sub to both of us. I, hold on, out of curiosity. One, I think it's hilarious that you're sub to one of the most popular One Piece YouTubers. That's awesome. But two, how, I'm genuinely curious how that connected to us. Because I don't think you and I, Chris, have mentioned one iota of One Piece.
Yeah, I just woke her up. She, she's calling back. Hold on.
Okay, she's calling back. Matt, we're going to get you an anime expert here. All right? Hopefully. I mean, hopefully we will. Matt, you could maybe come on this. I don't know if there's a way to get you a link. I could see though, man. I could see. Well, anyway, welcome though. Happy to have you here, dude.
I asked her and she said point blank she's not an expert.
Okay, all right, fine.
But the Grand Line is a gaming YouTuber. An anime YouTuber.
Apparently, it's the most popular One Piece YouTuber.
I didn't even know there was a category for One Piece YouTubers.
I didn't either. This is a whole new world I'm not experienced in.
Okay, so Matthew, can you tell us a little bit more about One Piece? How many One Piece YouTubers are there? I know there are anime YouTubers, but I didn't know there was that many for one specific show.
Also, Matt, how is your generation still watching One Piece? Because One Piece, I think, is as old as we are, Chris.
Yeah, have you watched all, like, 1,000 episodes? There's a lot of episodes, man. How are you catching up with all that?
I feel like we should bring Matt on just to interview him.
I'm down. Let's do it.
Matt, if you're still listening, email the Game Boys Show, THEGAMEBOYZ, @gmail.com. And then I'll send you a link, and we'll see if we can get you on.
If you don't want to come on, you can continue to type in the chat, but we are very interested to get your opinions on all this.
I kind of just want to I don't know why. I think it's amazing, man. How for two streams in a row, we've gotten random people. And I kind of want to start interviewing.
Speaking of random people, look who has made a return.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kekkerstan boy.
You want to get on this too, Kekkers boy? You want to get on, man?
Either of you guys? Okay, well, Matthew says he doesn't know if he can. Well, if you can, let us know. Kekkers boy, if you want to come on the show as well, send us an email at thegameboyshow@gmail.com. We'll bring you guys on if you want.
Yeah, I'll we'll get those emails, man. We'll send you out those links. I mean, fuck it, dude. May as well, right? Like,
I mean, I think it'd be fun. It'd be interesting to get to know the people that watch us.
Only if y'all want to. You're not obligated to. If in the meantime,
yeah, we'll Mike, why are you putting him on the spot like that? That is messed up.
Oh, because I think it's hilarious. I think it's fucking hilarious. That's why.
So why are you giving me such a hard time when I was putting them on the spot last week?
Oh, because that just wasn't
exposed.
Unfair. No, that just wasn't fair. That was unfair questioning versus hilariousness.
No, I think I got him. I got him. There's no recovery. Your career is over. You will literally never recover from this. You are canceled. Kekkers Boy's nude. Oh, God.
No,
okay.
Kekkers Boy, come. Just come unclothed, man.
we're an 18-plus stream.
No, we got a 12-year-old, man. Never mind.
Don't come on.
That's why we're in the chat.
Cover it up.
No.
Cover it up, man.
Hold on, Matt. I don't know if this is an appropriate question to ask for a 12-year-old. Are you okay with us cursing? Because if not, we will try not to curse.
That's really hard for me not to curse.
It's going to be hard, but if he's okay with it,
love cursing. It's my second
language. Matt, there is language on this stream. I hope you know that.
We say words like poop. So you got to be careful around us.
That's true.
We say the naughty stuff.
But we don't say do the naughty stuff. Except for that one time
I said the naughty stuff. Yeah, that's true.
Yes, 100%. All right, Matt. I'm trusting you. I'm trusting you, bro.
All right.
This is on you, Matt. If you get in trouble from your parents for cursing, that's on you. All right?
We are the edgy part of YouTube. All right? This is where you come to get all the naughty stuff.
Grand Line Review is fucking copying us, dude. He curses. He curses. First, right?
He stole our shit.
He stole our show. He stole our show.
That's messed up. Can't believe
he totally fucking stole our show.
Wow. What a jackass.
Right.
Also, Matt, Matt, don't tell your parents. We're using the naughty words around here. They're asleep.
Oh, at least they're asleep. I guess that's good.
Yeah, that's great. That's good.
I've actually, this thing is found really fucking stupid. But the fact that I'm older now, I can respect that they're able to get to bed early.
Oh, I can't respect that. I can't get behind that.
I respect it because I wish I could do it. I still can't fall asleep till at least midnight. I just can't. Like,
no, I think if you go to bed early, you're a square. And around here, we don't care for squares.
Hey, SpongeBob SquarePants is square.
Well, unless your pants are square. But other than that, if the rest of you is square besides your pants, I don't know if I can respect that. Like, my brother goes to bed at like 10, and I'm like, I can't respect that. I can't respect you as a person anymore.
When did that start happening?
Oh, it's been like that for like half a decade now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising. I'm genuinely surprised.
Why?
Because Drew always struck me as someone who would just stay up till like 4 or 5 a.m.
No, that's not him. He goes to bed at like 10 at night.
Okay. This is probably my fault. This is Drew's fault. For maybe the 5 times I've ever interacted and met with him. But I've always got this weird idea that like he's staying up super late just thinking of random stupid shit, but he's not high.
I mean, it's totally possible that he does do that and didn't tell me about it. But like, I feel like I would have picked up on that at some point.
I've had random ideas or just this perception of Drew that like, I don't know, whatever. But like, that he will just be the type of person to stay up to 4 or 5 a.m. and be like, why are pencils tipped like this? And you just go on for like hours thinking about it. Like,
to be fair, he is the greatest philosopher of our generation.
Yeah.
So it would make sense that he would think about stuff like that.
Matt, congrats on the mustache. Congrats on the mustache. Fuck squares.
I can't respect the squares. Can't respect them. Can't do it.
I can't either. Kegger's boy's got an update, by the way, on the event.
Oh, bring it on.
So he says the retro arcade event is going to be on the 25th if you guys are still interested. This is going to be a caveat for me. I have a mock trial tournament that weekend. So if I survive and move on, I will be busy. But if I get eliminated on the first day, I can go.
Unfortunately, I'm still on the West Coast, so I would not be able to make it. But I do appreciate the invitation. It is very nice.
If there
are
more, though, please, Kegger's boy, let us know because I want to go. I want to do this.
Yes. And when I get my eventual move back to the East Coast, I will want to come out to a lot more of these things.
Okay. Matt, I get it. Chris, this is your parody. This is your burner account, isn't it?
You know what? Yes, I admit it. Matthew,
you both have brothers named Drew. You so happen to love this interactive stream. This is your burner.
Listen. I really didn't want to say this out loud, but if you rearrange the letters in Matthew Stem, it actually spells out Chris from the Game Boys. I know I apologize.
You fucking anagrammed us.
And I was typing literally this whole time while I was on screen. I don't know how I was able to do that, but I was able to do that.
You Anna Montana grammed us this whole time.
I Anna Montana did. And I only hope one day you all can forgive me for what I've did for what I've done here.
Wow.
But man,
but
I don't know what to say anymore. I apologize. Allow me to do a YouTube apology.
Okay. All right.
Can I give me a second? All right. I'm going to start right now.
So anyway, why are consoles slowly turning into desktop gaming computer? I just don't get it.
It's been like that since the PS4 Xbox One era.
Yeah, no, you're right. Although
ever since you needed to download the game onto the hard drive, that's when it's been like that.
Chris, here's the greatest thing still about the PS4. If you wanted to play old games, just buy a PS3.
No. That was the
Xbox.
That was the Xbox.
Sorry,
that was Don Matrick.
My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
You mixed up your lore, man. You can't be doing that.
All right. Matt's going to give us a spoiler on Chapter 1077.
All right. Lay it on me.
So, Matt, we're going to talk for a little bit. You give us the spoiler. We'll read it in a bit. And Kecker's Boy already read chapter 1077.
So we're all good here. We're all safe.
We're all set, man.
Yes. And I am so far behind on One Piece, I have no chance of catching up, so feel free to spoil it. It's fine.
I'm not gonna watch it.
I need to remind me to get back to the anime topic real quick, because I gotta tell you about the one show that almost made me hate anime. But all right, let's continue.
No, okay. I thought you hated anime just regardless to begin with.
I mean, I hate anime as a bit. I don't really hate anime. However, anime definitely was a mistake.
We can all
agree on that.
It was.
However, I just watched with my girlfriend, and by just watched, I mean like 3 months ago. I watched Neon Genesis Evangelion. People have been telling me that it's one of the greatest animes, if not the greatest anime of all time. And it's not only a great anime, it's a great television show and an amazing work of art all wrapped into one.
Hold on. First problem right now. Too long of a name. If you want to be something great, amazing, you need something short, sweet, and simple, man.
Like The Adventures of Pete and Pete. Short, sweet, and to the point.
Exactly. Short, sweet, and to the point. Hey, Arnold. Who's it about? This guy named Arnold. What do people say to him? Hey, like,
you get it right out of the
Dragon Ball Z. What do you got? Dragons. What do you got? Balls. What form do they like to make a lot? A Z form. I mean, come on.
That's correct. That is correct. Come on. They go like this in the show all the time. That's their thing.
Game of Thrones before the last season. Short, simple, sweet.
But yes,
Double Dare 2000. What is happening? You're getting double dared. What year was it? 2000. I mean, come on, man.
The Legend of the Hidden Temple. What are they doing? Stuff. Where are they doing it? There. It breaks down so simply.
One Piece. Very simple. Just one piece.
Yeah. Even though that's not even true anymore, because later in the show they said the treasure has been broken out into a bunch of different pieces. So the show is basically a lie, and that's why that's why I can't watch the show anymore. It's false advertising.
No. It's one piece of something to make another piece to create one piece.
But it's not all one piece as is, which is what the implication of the title would be. So again, false advertising, 0 stars, literally unwatchable. Yeah,
you're right. Get out of here. Worst anime of all time. Literally. So wait, this long-ass titled anime made you hate anime?
Almost made me hate anime as a whole.
But it's the greatest anime of all time.
It's the greatest anime of all time also.
Hold on. Was Coca-Cola the main protagonist?
No.
Worst fucking anime of all time.
Actually, I would argue Pepsi was the main protagonist.
F in the chat right now.
Press F to pay respects. F in the chat. Nobody should F be watching chat. It. Yeah. But like genuinely, I hated the show from beginning to end. And I was expecting it to get better at some point because everyone kept telling me it's the greatest show of all time. It's one of the best. Up until the very last second, I kept giving it a chance. And then by the time I finished it, I realized I had completely wasted my time. It is.
It's the Death Stranding of anime.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's the Death it's the anime version of Death Stranding.
It's the Death Stranding. Everybody's gone to the Rapture anime. That makes sense. You take two long ass titles and make a long title and that's it. This makes sense.
Yes, it all comes together now.
It translates to Death Stranding, everybody's gone to the Rapture of the anime.
I would argue Death Stranding is worse because it's longer than Neon Genesis.
True.
But yeah, it's just as bad in that similar vein.
Okay, so here's your chapter 1077 spoiler.
Okay, break it down for me.
Sanji. You know Sanji?
Sure.
You know big Sanji guy? You know?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a San and a G. Sanji.
Big Sanji, man. I fucks with him all the time. He fought a seraphim.
No way. Get real.
I wish I could imitate Joe Rogan because I'd love to just be like, hey, Jamie, pull up the video of Sanji fighting a seraphim.
Well, you can just type his voice. You can just type anything you want into a Joe Rogan AI bot and you can pull it back up.
Yeah. Also, Kecker's Boy, you're absolutely right. Anime does not exist.
Yeah, Kecker's Boy. I like Kecker's Boy more and more as time goes on. He says all the right things.
Key to my heart right here. P&P was great. Chris, can you stall for me for filibuster?
All right, yeah, I can do that. Yeah, P&P was a great show. Also, it was a great anime. Also, Pete and Pete is probably a better anime than Neon Genesis Evangelion ever has the hope to be. Because if you remember that one time when Pete fought that giant mech and saved the city, that was my personal favorite episode. I also do remember a time when Shinji was meeting up with his brother and they went on all sorts of wacky adventures and it just wasn't as good. This wasn't as interesting. And that's why Pete and Pete will be the greatest anime of all time. I think we can all agree on that, right? I think that's fair to say.
I do agree.
You see, Mike agreed. He even heard it. I don't know how he was able to hear that because he doesn't... Oh, I guess he does still have his headphones on, but he understands the truth. Yeah. And did you see that awesome Nuka-Cola shirt that he was wearing? Top tier. Top tier. Okay, so I'm just going to deviate. I'm going to deviate the stream for a little bit here. Are either of you guys Diablo fans? Because I like a good game of Diablo every now and again. I'm not the biggest Diablo fan, but I do like occasionally playing Diablo. Did you guys hear that the Diablo open beta is coming out soon?
I did hear that.
He heard that. And it's going to be accessible to the public. But if you want to access it, the only way to do it is to buy a KFC Double Down. I hope you guys love getting lots of cholesterol problems because you're going to have to make that sacrifice in order to play it.
This was buried, but I got DVDs of P&P.
I was wondering if you were looking for that.
I was. It was just buried. I didn't know where I buried it. But yeah.
Well, you love the show so much, you decided to bury the DVD.
I just had a free time, man. You had the Double Down today, right?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you or did you not talk to the Colonel and secure a beta sponsorship for us?
I may or may not have secured a beta sponsorship from the Colonel himself. I am not legally allowed to talk about that on air, but I will say there's a chance.
We should be the anti-Tyler one. It should be like, we're fucking beta, boys. Let's go.
Yeah, we're fucking beta. We're fucking beta.
Let's go, beta. Beta, yeah. Boys. Let's sim. It'd be so fucking funny.
And we have to like be as quiet as possible.
Yeah, we're beta. Yeah, we're beta. We're beta, boys. Let's sim. Let's sim right now, boys.
We sim beta, boys.
Simp in the chat. Ask in the chat for sim.
Let's go away.
Artie was the strongest man in the world. All right. I'm trying to very quickly catch up on these comments here.
We also, hold on. He says he can send his email.
Ooh, Keckers?
Yeah, that was way back. We went back a little further.
Okay,
ago.
Wait, Keckers. So I'm gonna retype in the email in the chat. It's the Game Boy Show, THEGAMEBOYZ. At gmail.com.
Should we be typing that in chat?
I don't know, it's just an email.
It is what it is at this point.
We kind of purposely put the email out there for sponsors anyway. It's like,
yeah, I mean, technically it's a business email. But
there have been
really
Game Boys episode where I'm like, hey, this is our email, THEGAMEBOYZ@gmail.com.
Reach out to us.
Like,
that's reasonable.
Let's go beta right now. Put S in the chat for simp. Simp for nine.
Yo, S for simp. S for simp.
S for sip. S for sip. Let's go. Let's go.
Let's go. I mean, let's not. Don't go. Don't go. Don't go.
So, Keckers, this is the streaming software we use. It's like a website. So it's kind of like Zoom. I have to send a link.
It'll just pull them up into a browser, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Let's go, Matt. Beta.
Yes. Yeah. Beta. Beta.
Beta time. Beta. Let's go.
Beta.
Also, nice on the Bluetooth headphones.
Wireless headphones are the way to go every time. I don't care. I don't care what Warzone Senior Citizen has told me. Bluetooth's the only way. I hate wired headphones.
He's a senior citizen. Come on.
He doesn't understand progress like we do.
Can you believe him?
Wireless is the future.
Oh yeah.
I don't want to
wireless
believe
is always future.
Simps.
I feel like that's like a snake. Oh, just simps. I'm a snake.
That is very uncomfortable. I don't know if I like you saying it like that.
I'm a little simp.
I'm a femp. I'm just slowly a little stamp.
My mom's stamp.
That is a classic, classic YouTube video. It is. One of the best.
All right, listeners, we got something amazing for you, and that is our very own Patreon.
It's about time we finally made one, honestly.
Yeah, it is. It is. So we originally made it for one of our most loyal viewers, No Pop Is Safe. And let me tell you, legend. He has really helped us out.
Mm-hmm. We still don't know who he is, but we just know that No Pop Is Safe around him.
That's true. No Pop Is Safe. And I still don't know if that means if it's a dad or if it's just like a pop of a gun. I don't know. I don't know.
I know what it means, but I won't tell anybody because I was sworn to secrecy.
Okay. Or is he a pop? Or is his name No Pop and he's safe? I still don't know. Either way.
I just said continue.
Either way, though. No, we do have our own Patreon now. We aren't monetized on YouTube. I don't know if you guys know that.
And we say a lot of poopy words. So, you know, monetization's kind of out the window.
It is. So if you do like us genuinely and you want to support us, our tiers range from $3 all the way to $20. You can go on our Patreon and read about it. And yeah, other than that, just help us out, please.
I mean, we have NFTs. What more do you want from life?
That's true. All those exclusive images and thumbnails that I make for our videos, you can get copies of those. I was going to say for free, but you need to pay. But you can get copies of those and use those whenever you want.
Yeah. So help us out. We're trying to make content. We're trying to support ourselves. I've had ramen for the past 3 weeks. I need to eat something different. Otherwise, I'm going to die of a sodium overdose. Please save a life. Please support the Game Boys Patreon.
Please do. Because when you support the Game Boys Patreon, you support more ramen consumption. No, wait. That's wrong. You don't want to eat ramen, right?
I think I'm going to go to the hospital now.
Does he want ramen? Or does he not? I'm so confused. Why is he going to the hospital? Game Boys Patreon.
So, okay. So, the Diablo 4 beta, you can only get through KFC.
That's correct. And then you have to order a double down specifically.
Hold on. Simultaneously, the best, most amazing, and stupidest fucking thing of all time.
I mean, goddamn, man, it got me to order a KFC double down.
No, but like a lot of times you want your betas to be kind of exclusive or closed. But then it's an open beta, but it's not open.
But you want it to be exclusive. That's what you want.
But you don't want cheese. You want cheese?
Oh, fair. But yeah, you'd want your betas. You'd think you'd want your betas to be closed, but I think this is genius because who in their right mind is going to order a KFC double down? I think maybe only 5 people will be in this beta.
I beg to differ. The KFC double down is the greatest invention of all time. Everything from KFC is the greatest thing of all time. And if you disagree, you're as bad as Pepsi.
Oh. You know, Pepsi is under the
same as bad as Pepsi.
You know, Pepsi is under the same umbrella as KFC. They're both owned by the same parent company.
No, they're separate things.
Yeah, they're very different. They're very different. I don't know what I was saying.
One's the kernel, the other is Pepsi. I mean, does this look like a kernel to you?
No, not even close. I apologize. I didn't mean to say it like that.
Do you see a mustache?
IKF don't see a mustache.
Do you see a white suit?
I do not KFC a white suit.
Do you hear a southern accent?
I do not KF hear a southern accent.
And now you KF no. Get in your KF fucking place.
I am so KF sorry.
Yeah, see, Matt gets us, man. He is the epitome of the Game Boys right now. Fuck Pepsi and love KFC.
Matt, you are, as of right now, the greatest person on earth.
I mean, yes. But it's also your burner account, so it's fake.
That is also my burner account, and I deeply apologize.
And Kekker's boy, nothing beats KFC.
No, nothing beats the KFC big chocobo raid. Very different.
Wait, did I miss out on this?
I don't even know what he's referring to, honestly.
Okay. I thought it was like...
I know it's a Final Fantasy thing, but I don't understand that.
Okay, I know this is your brother. Now I know.
No, it's not KFC.
This is your burner. Your burner account. Stop lying to me.
Listen, man. Anybody can come along and say KF John Kennedy. Anybody can come along and say that. Let's bring in Kekker's boy.
I'm convinced. I'm fully convinced.
Let's bring Kekker's boy in.
I'm trying. I don't want it from him.
So what's Kekker's boy? Did you get the email right? No, Mike, you got it wrong. It's the Game Boy Show.
Oh shit, my bad.
Mike, you just wasted 15 minutes of Kekker's fanboy.
My bad. THEGAMEBOIZ show, because this is a show. @gmail.com. Fun fact, the gameboys@gmail.com was our first email, but I could never remember the password, so I just made a new one.
God damn it, Mike. You are the worst yeah, Matt, CEO in history.
Matt, go ahead and send the email to THEGAMEBOIZ show@gmail.com.
Don't wake your parents up, though. Because yeah, I don't want them to get mad that you're yelling in the house.
Kekker's boy, it's not Zoom, it's Restream. It's a website.
What he said.
But it's basically Zoom. If that makes any sense.
I do know about the KFC dating simulator.
Yes, I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, that was a masterpiece. Matt, it's in the chat. It's in there.
S in the chat, boys.
S for simp.
Let's go, beta. Let's go.
Let's stop. Let's stop, betas. Let's stop.
I'm under 6 feet, beta.
The thing about, like, I love Tyler One, but he was so much more entertaining when he was doing variety streams.
Oh, when he was on Roid Rage, it was so great.
Oh, he still is on Roid Rage, but he rages over League of Legends. And I hate League of Legends.
Okay, at least he's still Roid Rage, I guess.
He is still Roid Rage.
I'll always find that entertaining.
It is entertaining. I'll definitely grant him that.
All right, sweet. So, Kekkers, let me send you the link right now. Whoops, invite guests. All right,
we got one down.
All right, there we go, Kekkers. I just emailed you that link, so you should be all coming right through, man.
Let's do this. Let's put the face to the man or woman. We don't know which yet.
Or dog.
Or pony.
Or cat. Or duck.
Or mouse.
Or orangutan.
Or disembodied head.
Or poltergeist.
Or alien.
I'm not saying it was aliens.
But I'm not saying it wasn't aliens.
Aliens.
I wonder what that guy's doing right now.
Aliens guy. I always imagine he's like one of those people who just will stay up really late at night, think about random shit, and he's not even high.
Will he think about why are pencils so pointy at the end of it?
Yeah, I think he would be one of those people.
Interesting.
You know, it's just the feeling I get watching him on TV. You know?
Yeah, fascinating.
Any
luck with Kekker's fanboy? Because we got
I mean, I sent him an email. So he's got the link.
All right. Kekker's boy, whenever you're ready, just do your thing.
Yeah, hopefully he's able to come on through. It'll be
and
nice
also,
to...
hopefully we won't get technical difficulties like we always do before we start the show.
Yeah, so, Kekker's boy, since you're fairly new, and Matt, since you're extremely new, we have notoriously had insane technical difficulties just on this platform. for streaming.
But we have to keep using it because it's so great. Like, I mean,
low-key, though, it kind of is.
We've had our TikTok. Well, I should say we've been posting consistently on our TikTok for about 3 months. And already we're at over 10,000 followers. I mean, that's pretty cool. That's honestly pretty cool.
Now, you say we. However, though, this has been all been you.
Well, no. I mean, there is that one video you helped with.
We don't talk about that video.
Why not?
Because that's just...
No. I mean, it was our first video that we posted.
No. We leave that in the past.
If you insist.
Actually, Mike,
I remember. What, all I'm going to say is this. It's time to cancel everything.
Yeah, let's go.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, man, how you doing?
Hopefully you can hear us.
I can hear you. How's the audio?
Perfect.
Good. It's good.
Hey. Welcome to the show, man. Nice to meet you.
If you guys do. So, the KFC Black Chocobo thing was an event for Final Fantasy XIV, where you had to eat a large family platter that was supposed to be designed for four large-sized family platters for like a group of people to like raid with, as if it was a raid boss in food form. And the entire party needed to complete it in order to get a black fat chocobo mount. But you would only get one mount. So what people would do is they would try and eat the entire thing themselves because only one person's getting them out.
Oh my god.
Because what you're supposed to do is like the full party goes there, take them out for one person, you go back to get another mount for another person to party, like getting raid equipment. Yeah. And people were trying and failing to do it solo because it was essentially four family meals.
That sounds like simultaneously the greatest idea and the worst idea of all time.
You ever play kinda something like, the double down? Like Persona 5?
You know, it's funny. I have that shrink wrapped in the case. I still have not gotten a chance to play it.
In Persona 5, there is a restaurant challenge in which you have to eat a giant burger. That's kind of what that is.
So the idea behind it was an entire family was supposed to eat it, and then only one person in the family would get it?
Well, it's supposed to be you would get a group of friends together to eat it because it's for a mount for Final Fantasy XIV.
But only one person
gets it. Yes,
it's kind of like, you know, old school like raid events where instead of everyone gets loot, only one person's lucky enough to get it. Like, that makes sense. Yeah.
Was that like KFC's like first foray into like video games, or was they do this before that?
Don't believe so. There's food special events for games all over the place. I don't think that was their first. And also the whole there is no anime thing. anime is an invention of the West.
Go on.
In Japan, okay. It's just cartoons.
What do they call?
Mickey Mouse is an anime. Bugs Bunny is an anime.
Yes.
The Simpsons is an anime.
Yeah, let's go.
King of the Hill anime also?
Everything's just anime. It's just what they call animation. But over here, we separate into, this is anime and this isn't.
No. I also remember for the longest time we called it Japanimation.
I remember that.
The Japanimation. I don't think I ever got anime that much to remember.
Yeah, exactly.
In Hollywood Video.
So in Japan they don't separate like Western animation from Eastern animation. It's all just combined under one umbrella.
I mean, stuff is separated in like categories of like what this is, like who this is for. Like it's separated the same way we separate drama, comedy, whatever.
Gotcha.
But there's also like foreign films, but it's not its own like thing that's, you know. It's still just, it's animation. Who cares?
Right. Fair enough. Yeah. Gotcha.
Animation, cartoons in the end. But that's just, that's funny.
We are doing the retro arcade on the 25th. I'm looking forward to that. It's noon to 8.
Noon to 8? Okay. Yeah, I know. If I don't go through on the tournament, I can definitely go. So
don't lose on my account.
I don't want to lose. I want to get far in this, you know, mock trial. So
can you tell us a little bit more about the event? Like what's going down?
It's just an all-day event where games are going to be game stations set up of a bunch of different retro games from 70s up to current Saturns, 64s, NESs, a bunch of games are going to be out there. We're going to be donating some games for the event. It'll be fun.
Do you go ahead.
Just going to have a lot of stuff set up. I don't know if there's going to be any developers there. That's something which, like, very, very, very occasionally someone might do. It's basically Alternative Gallery is just a community art place, but gaming is something that they do also. And we get involved whenever they're available for that. They've also had animation showcases, which they used to do online, but haven't in the past couple of years. Hopefully they're going to get started doing that again.
Oh, okay, cool. Hmm. That's awesome. So
and I think I sent you their website.
Cool. Did you send it in the chat?
Yeah, it's Alternative Gallery Allentown. Let me get that up there.
Yeah, if you could put it in the chat, that'd be great. AlternativeGallery.com, you said?
Yeah.
This isn't going to link us to like a virus or anything like that, is it?
No.
No, it is. All the Trojan horses you can have.
Oh, that's that. You know what? My computer's a little bit too clean. I was kind of hoping I could dirty it up a little bit.
There you go.
All right, let's see here.
Tomorrow I'm going to be putting up a complete Paper Mario collection. That's going to be fun.
Ooh. That would be fun.
I'm still not seeing it. Mike, are you seeing it?
Let me see.
Is it only on YouTube?
Yeah, I'll just put it on YouTube.
Okay, that's fine then.
Okay, it'll pop up then, yeah.
All right, gotcha.
Nice, that's so cool though.
Oh. Are you also going to be having any tournaments or anything like that? Like any Marvel versus Capcom stuff?
Not for that. No, that's basically just everybody getting together having fun. I mean, some people might get into impromptu tournaments, but that's not what that really is.
Gotcha. But if I were to show up and like just want to show off my skills, I could totally do that.
Sure.
All right. Gotcha.
If Chris has any opportunity to show off his gaming skills, he's going to take it.
Listen, I make
cry.
No. Listen,
Chris has done it before.
Hey, they need to learn early.
Exactly. If you step on my turf, if you mess with the king, you're going to get crushed. All right. I can't help that.
God forbid if Chad Johnson comes to that.
No, the world's not ready for that.
No, they're not. All right, Matt, I'm trying to see, man. Let me see if your comment's coming up on.
Kekos, can you also tell us a little bit more about? I remember you trying to tell us a little bit about this last week. Can you tell us a little bit more about the store you run?
Oh, okay. It's called The Video Game Store. It is in Allentown, Pennsylvania, and we've been in Allentown since 2012, but the store itself, like the video game store, has been around since the like late 90s.
Oh, okay.
We sell retro games. We just sell video games. It's like we don't sell retro games, we sell video games, which is like old stuff, new stuff, whatever, and some like collectibles of them as well.
All right, that's pretty cool. So like anything from Atari to the most recent PlayStation 5 game could be in stock.
Yeah. Occasionally we also do little things of showing people how to spot counterfeits, which is something that ever since 2020 we've had to do more and more of.
Okay, so let me ask you this then. What is like, I've seen some videos trying to explain this to me. I still can't figure it out besides one looks kind of dirty and one looks kind of clean. How do you spot a counterfeit Pokemon cartridge?
Yeah.
Okay. That is something where even I struggle with because A lot of it is you take a look at the label and you check the coloring. A lot of times the blue might be slightly darker than the Pokemon blue. So you always want to have like the original verified card in stock. Mm-hmm. Check the E on the SRB for the proper thickness. Usually on the counterfeits, it'll be like either like a little bit too thin on the shape of the E. First thing to check is the battery. More often than not, a lot of the old ones will have batteries that need replacement. And if it's a counterfeit, it's a new battery. So that's the first thing to check.
All right, that's a good, yeah, okay.
You don't want a bad battery, but a bad battery is also a good verification of it's probably good.
Okay, I gotcha. Go ahead, Mike.
I was going to say, I'm presuming they're getting counterfeited because they're selling for a lot. I'm presuming.
They've always been counterfeited. They've been counterfeited
really?
Since they came out. Yeah.
I never knew that. Okay.
There's been like an influx ever since COVID, but they were doing that forever.
Interesting.
Yeah, okay. I think even since the beginning of time, like ever since like the first video game was made, there have been counterfeits of the video game.
And Pokemon was always so ubiquitous. They're like, there were counterfeit Pokemon games ever since Pokemon Red came out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I know the like the hacked ones or like the alternative Pokemon games. Like, I know about those. I just didn't realize people were just like, you know.
All over the place.
Counterfeiting them.
A couple of years ago, I had one of our regulars come in. He had picked up a large collection, like a bunch of different Pokemon games. And he was just coming in to like show us what he picked up. He wasn't trying to sell or anything, but he put them out just to show us. And I had to break it to him that every single one of these was a counterfeit. And he had just spent like almost $200 on them.
Oh, no.
Oh, that sucks. I don't even want to imagine how he felt at that time.
Yeah. I mean, the guy visibly deflated and I hated to break it to him.
Oh, that's so sad. Did he like buy it from like a private seller? Was it eBay?
It was private. It was like Facebook. Just like,
That's so sad.
Just drove someplace, met with some guy, bought them, and they were all counterfeit.
He met up with Mark Zuckerberg.
Shitty thing to do.
Yeah.
Screwed him over. God damn
Such
it.
Such a shitty thing to do.
For a lot of other ones, like Nintendo games, Super Nintendo games, 64 stuff, year round cartridges enough, I can just tell by touch.
Hmm.
Interesting. I pick it up and, okay, this is fake, this is real.
How do you tell by touch? Like, what is it about the N64 cartridge where you're
it's
like,
just
yeah,
that
this
good.
The plastic, yeah. The plastic is different. There's a difference in the texture. There'll be slight weight differences. There is the crush test in which you just take it, you just squeeze it a little bit. And the fake will have like slightly more give than the real.
Oh, wow. I have like
that is
an N64 collection. I never even knew that. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Then there are things like checking the ESRB logo. At a certain year, Nintendo changed what the logo was, but you'll find counterfeits using the previous logo.
Nintendo changed what the ESRB logo looked like?
Yeah.
I'll
show you. I don't think it was Nintendo, but like the logo did change. All right, let me show you one.
Okay, hold on. I feel like I'm going crazy here. Matt, I legitimately do not see any email from you in the YouTube chat, like at all. If you are sending it, I don't know if YouTube's taking it off, like as if it's like a terms and conditions thing, which it might be.
And then put like a space,
community guideline.
Put like a space in between the at or something like that.
But I don't know if you want to check on your end, but I legitimately do not.
No, I checked also. I'm not seeing anything.
And I feel bad, Matt, if you are actually sending your email. Like, I feel very bad about that. Man. Chris, now I feel like you should buy like one of those grocery store scales.
Go on.
Just so you can start measuring your games and be like, does it weigh right? Does it
actually that's not a bad idea.
That is this counterfeit? How do I know?
That way I can know which games in my collection are fake or not, because I genuinely have that concern sometimes where it's like, oh, I don't know. Is this real? Is this fake? Like, I could have gotten scammed. Who knows?
I mean, you could have.
All right, I posted
here's
on
the ESRB logo history. You will see that there are changes, and sometimes the change won't reflect on the cart.
Interesting.
Ah, okay. Oh, it's I remember seeing it like that. It's got that. It's more like a poke.
The pixelation.
Yeah, it's pixelated. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've seen games that were created before it changed to the. They were created games that should have pixelization but have bolding. Stuff like that.
Huh? You figured they'd wise up to that, but I'm glad they haven't.
It's a bunch of different things. It's not all the same people. It's not like one conglomerate that's making all of them.
The head of piracy is making all these decisions.
Who's the head pirate? Let's find out.
So
suddenly you see Jack Sparrow in the back just making games.
I've seen some really, really good fakes, and I've seen some embarrassingly bad fakes. And I prefer the bad ones.
Is it kind of like that one that says like Sonic on it and it's all like completely discolored and it's like he's on that, but you know the one I'm talking about, right?
There was one Sonic that had like a bunch of different Sonic games on it and super glossy. The labeling on a lot of the different ones will have, some will be glossy and some will be like paper. And you'll check to see which ones should be glossy, which ones should be more more paper-like. And then there's how they peel. You can literally, if like, get a corner up and check to see if it's made of the proper material. It's a bunch of things that a lot of times you only know by being around them for a long time.
If you peel the corner up, does that risk devaluing it at all, or would it stay the same value?
It's held down by glue. You just re-glue it.
Oh, okay, okay.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that makes a lot of sense.
As long as you're not damaging it.
I know all the games you've collected, like, I feel like this is very valuable tips just for you to make sure your stuff's legit.
No, I'm paying as close attention as I can, because I want to keep all my stuff pristine. I want to make sure I'm not getting scammed whenever I'm trying to buy a game or anything like that. So, dude, thank you for telling me all this.
You can check the back of them. Nintendo used very specific screws for their cartridges. And you'll see a lot of new screws that didn't exist at the time being used.
Oh, okay. All right. So it's a combination of like just being around it for a while, maybe weighing them, checking the corners, checking the stickers, checking the discoloration, checking the screws. Like there's a lot that seems that you can use to figure out whether or not it's fake.
Yeah, there's stuff which are, okay, this is the first check. If it doesn't pass this, then you don't need to go any further. And then if you're kind of curious, this might be something, then you go a little bit further. We do like basic tests in order to buy it, and then you do further tests later on. Because like some of the tests will take like a good hour or so to get through. Like if you want to check, okay, let's see if this thing had replaced insides, because everything else on it was perfect. Buy it, but then you'll check it later on.
You said earlier that you saw some really good fakes. What's the furthest you've had to go into the process to determine whether or not it was a fake?
Open it up, check the board.
Oh, you went that far. Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was it about it that you were like, something's a little off, and then you decided I better check the board?
Sometimes something looks too good to be true.
Oh, okay. Like they brought in like a Conker's Bad Fur Day or something like that?
Not really. It's more like this cartridge looks like it just came off of the assembly line.
Oh, okay.
But everything matches for it. And sometimes it is, okay, yes, everything is right with this, but it's not the right game. That's another thing, too.
Wait, it was...
People will board switch. That is a thing.
Oh, so they put a different, completely different game in the cartridge. Like it's not even remote. It's like they put like a Mario game in the Pokemon cartridge or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, damn! I didn't realize that it went that deep. Yeah, you gotta be on your toes if you want a retro game store. I didn't realize it was that serious.
Yeah,
that's nuts.
Yeah, that's intense. That's very intense.
It usually that is the rarest thing. That does not happen often because, in general, you're not getting that much. It's more effort. Like, someone who's going to do that is not going to go to a store. They're going to sell that themselves.
Right. Okay.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. And then people, I guess, just from the store, just be like, "Oh, like I'm going to sell it to you," or just.
Mm-hmm. Or do they not realize that they even have
the only time I've had something like that happen is the person not knowing something was up with it. Right. And you can tell when someone is being honest about not knowing that something was a fake.
And that poor guy, like, who brought in those $200 with the Pokemon game.
I feel so bad for him.
Yeah, because he wasn't coming to sell it. He just wanted to. He was a regular who'd been like shopping with us for years. He saw a deal, and because like buying all of those together would have been like considerably more.
Mm-hmm.
But so he just wanted to say, "Look what I got."
That's
I just had to ruin his day.
Poor guy.
And it's not like, but what's so sad is that it's not like there isn't a purpose for these. Because if you just want to buy, if you just want to play the game on original hardware, there's a place to have a replica. It's when people lie and say it's an original that's so annoying.
Yes. Occasionally, and like a lot of stores will do this. If they have like a replica, they will mark it up. One thing that we've done sometimes is like, "Oh, we have a replica of this over here. We will burn it." As in,
like with a lighter, or
as in, like, take a little brand and like burn the plastic so that like not real
thing. Oh, okay.
So that someone doesn't try to resell it.
Gotcha.
Makes sense.
I thought you'll sell that thing for like $5 or $10.
For whatever reason, I had it in my head that you were like putting them in a bonfire.
Yeah, I did too. Like, I was like, that'd be kind of fun though.
Like, you're gonna have like this sacred ritual of burning the fakes to appease the real gods or something like that.
And here's the thing. People who deal with retro games, none of us have a problem with ROMs or reproduction stuff. We have a problem with you trying to flood the market or like claim it as the real thing, because that just messes everybody up.
Yeah, it's not fair to anybody involved in the process.
Right. Like, if you were going to make a fake cart and you sell it to someone for like $5, go ahead. That person is just going to have fun with the game.
Yeah.
But if that person's trying to collect the game, then that's completely different.
Yeah. No, that's...
Like, I use ROMs. It's like, if I just want to play the game...
Yeah, which I think that's the one thing I love most about just emulators and ROMs. Like,
right.
Especially if you do it a legitimate way of you actually own the game. Like, like take it with you, put it on the go, put it on your phone. Like, you may as well, right? Like,
but there's also companies sit on a lot of these games and won't re-release them.
Nintendo. Sorry. Nintendo. I coughed there.
No, they would never. They would never.
Yeah. There's like a million stuff that's out there that should be, or things which are tied up in loopholes of like who owns this game, who can re-release it. A lot of the like the Simpsons games, when the licenses were going up, licenses expired. Games that get pulled from digital storefronts because the music gets, you know, the license for the music's expired, so they can't sell them anymore. I love the original Batman, the Adam West Batman. You know the reason why it took so long to get a DVD set of the entire series?
It was because of the music?
It was because on almost every episode, they would have a random guest star appear on like the window that they were climbing. And you need to get permission from the estates of every single one of them before you can resell that. Because they were licensed for television rights, not for DVD sales and things like that.
And how could you even account for that at the time?
I mean, that makes sense. That makes legitimate sense. Like, the contract was like, we're not going to expect multimedia disbursements now. Like, why would we?
Right. It's the same reason. Is its own right. So that's what's on your streaming services completely different, because actors have contracts that are set up for specific things. If you want to put it on streaming, contract renegotiations a lot of the times, unless it was do it.
Keckers, are you still okay? You froze up for a second. Sorry.
Yeah, you guys did too.
Matt, I just to give an update for you, Matt, if you're still even watching, I keep getting a mail delivery subdomain just address not found for the email that you gave.
Yeah, we got it like 3 times in a row.
Yeah. So I tried with what you gave me.
Try one more time. If not, we'll try and bring you on next week. Getting back to the conversation, Keckers, do you think that like ROMs should be created for like game preservation?
Yes.
Because that's yes. how the I feel about yes. it. Yeah.
The answer because is sometimes, flat out yes.
Because like you said, sometimes it's impossible to get these games at like a reasonable price. Like I know a guy that is a huge Sega Saturn fan and has almost a complete collection except for Panzer Dragoon Saga, which costs like literally a kidney in order to purchase, but he wants to be able to play that game. And the only way to do it is through getting the ROMs. And it, like you said earlier, if a company just refuses to put it out or doesn't want to resell it for whatever reason, or if they're in a situation where they're having legal issues, mm-hmm. it's the only way you can play it. And I think it's more than reasonable to get it, if not specifically just for that.
Right. And yes, I would like to just have a bunch to sell it to you, because here is the thing. We and the majority of people who sell these retro games, we're not making a lot off of them in terms of profits. It's us selling like a retro, an expensive retro game is usually about the same as us selling a modern game. We're making like the same percentage of profit off of them. So,
interesting.
Like, all right.
So it's not like GameStop where they push used games because they make a larger profit off of that.
GameStop.
All right,
GameStop is terrible. Like, fuck GameStop.
All right, like say Mario All Stars. We sell that for $28. We usually make about like $10 off of that game, which is about the same we make off of like a new copy of Madden.
Oh God, no!
Yeah.
Please don't tell me you sell new copies of Madden in the store.
We sell video games.
Say reasonable response.
Great answer. Yeah. Great answer. Hey, could you imagine if that one random person who was on our chat a long time ago was like defending Madden for real? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
I was like, dude, yeah. How? Like, it's a horrible game. It's a horrible game.
Okay. All right. I'll ask you this then. If you like football, what else are you going to play?
Exactly.
So I've been continually bringing out my original Xbox and just playing NFL 2K5.
Right, right.
That's what I've been doing. But I know not everyone can do that.
And I've been playing NFL Blitz personally. But that's just
me. We have people who will come into the store and pretty much the only game they buy throughout the entire year is their new Madden. That's the only thing. We will see them for controllers and their new copy of Madden.
Do they also buy a Call of Duty?
Sometimes. Sometimes not even that.
It seems like the kind of crowd, the same crowd that would do that. Madden and Call of Duty, that's all they play.
I feel like they go hand in hand. Maybe some Apex, you know, maybe.
maybe a little bit of Apex, maybe a little bit of Fortnite. Mostly Warzone, though.
Yeah, mostly Warzone, I feel like.
So, we still have to tell people that Warzone is not a physical game that you buy.
Really? Wow. Yeah. I figured we were long past that point.
Nope. People come in trying to buy Warzone.
Dang, jeez.
Yeah.
Have you ever gotten someone trying to sell Warzone? Like it's a badly photoshopped copy of Call of Duty and it just says Warzone on it?
That would be amazing.
We get people selling a bunch of stuff. We get people selling like one disc out of like install discs. Or we get people selling, yeah.
Well,
we were talking about easy to spot counterfeits. Counterfeits for like PlayStation 3 on like Xbox 360 spot, because usually they would be DVD ROMs with like photocopy stuff on top.
I almost have a joke now. If I'm able to visit you that weekend of the tournament going on, just like try my best to make as shitty as possible of like a knockoff fake. I just be like, here you go. That's nice to meet you, Kickers.
like here's Sonic the Hedgehog 7 and it has a picture of Mario on it.
Here's Super Mario All-Stars and I just put like, I don't know, LeBron James and some Kit Kats on there. Just like,
Well,
I'm going to send you guys the link to the KFC thing for you to see for yourself.
Oh, please. Yeah.
I would love to. I love how KFC will come up with some of the most creative marketing stunts of all time.
Okay, there it is.
Like, they are genius on that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They definitely think outside the bun when it comes to marketing. Chinese KFC offers chocobos.
That chocobo is adorable.
So did you have to eat the KFC in the restaurant?
You had to eat it in the restaurant. You could not leave. You could not leave the table. You had to eat it at the table.
So they, what, man versus food you? They're like, yes. All right, we're going to have someone watch
exactly
you.
That's exactly what it is. It is a raid challenge.
That's insane.
God bless them for, God bless the ones that actually got that.
Yeah. I also love how Japan's willing to do this too. Like,
well, China was willing to do this.
Oh, I thought it was Japan. It was China who did it?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, Chinese KFC. Yeah, sorry, I can't read. So.
Well, honestly, this sounds like, I don't know if you guys have ever actually eaten Chinese KFC, like KFC in China. It's way better than it is here.
Is it like, really?
It's actually edible.
All right. There are rules in most developed worlds about what can be called food. The United States does not follow those rules.
Yeah, FDA has a slightly lower standard. Just
I have eaten enough Taco Bell to know that it's not food, and I recognize it's not food. But goddamn, if I still eat it, I do not care what goes inside me anymore.
I've had Burger King in Portugal, and it's considerably different.
It actually tastes like meat.
Yes.
So I imagine it would just those foreign countries be like, oh, I want to get American food, and it's just like KFC, Burger King, McDonald's, like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we really don't have too much else food wise, at least in the culture.
Yeah, not really. We have hot dogs. Okay. I guess,
there are a lot of American experience restaurants in different places, like, but they're all like 50s diners.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the pictures of celebrities on the wall and like neon lights and pink everywhere for some reason. Like that kind
it's
of
basically
stuff.
That's our
biggest contribution.
It's our Chinese food places. It's our equivalent to the Chinese food places.
I can respect that. I can't. I've also always wanted to go to foreign countries and be like, El Pollo Loco is the crazy chicken, right? And I just want to go to a foreign country and open a chicken place and just call it in English the crazy chicken and just see what happens.
I mean, you'll probably get a lot of business, honestly.
I might. You never know.
Wait, so Kekkers, I have another question for you. What was I know you were talking about like fakes and stuff, and I'm sure that's never fun to tell people that, hey, this is fake. Oh, so I'm hoping to get like an exciting story from you. Like, what's the most exciting piece of game or merchandise that someone's brought in? It's like, oh shit, this is actually really cool.
I will say one of them, and this is always one of my go-tos. The Ninja Turtles Playmates Collection.
Well, I don't know anything about the Playmates Collection. What makes that so special?
Okay. The company that produced the Ninja Turtles figures for like the original cartoon was Playmates Toys. And what I call the Playmates Collection, as in the collection of every single Playmates figure.
They brought every single one?
Well, it was too much for them to bring. We had to go to them.
That's crazy.
Action figure, every play set, every doll, every vehicle. It was everything. Because this was someone who worked at an old KB Toy in KB Toys went under. This was just like all the leftover stocks. It was everything produced for the series. All in.
That's awesome.
All boxed and sealed. A lot of them in like the original shipping packages. And you know how like action figures had like the hole punches for the things to go on the slots?
Yes.
None of those were punched out because they never made it to. They never made it to store. So that's this was awesome. Stuff throughout the entire run of the series.
So was his that's house really just cool. like wall-to-wall Ninja Turtle stuff? Like, what was it like when you got there?
It was just all those boxes and boxes and crates and crates. And some out, but we had to go sorting through stuff.
That's amazing. Like, how many trips did it take to get back to the store?
Several. Well, they didn't go back to the store. We sent them out someplace else. That stuff would have just like clogged up the entire store. Wouldn't been able to work.
Okay, gotcha. That's reasonable. So, do you have like, were you able to like sell that stuff immediately, or do you holding on to like you sell
that
like,
stuff was piecemeal? Held for a bit.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So is it that is it one? Kind
was,
of like,
I think it was about $3,000 for that.
Damn.
Jeez.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a really good deal. Like I figured it'd be way more than that.
Mm-hmm. You know, this lots of stuff. Just random collections, boxed Game Boy games, GameCube games. It's fun piecing together sets. Like being a person just buying to collect is fun. Doing it for the store is pretty much the same amount of enjoyment, only you don't get to keep it.
how does it just feel when let's say something's in the store that is personal to you? How does it feel to have to let that go?
My main goal is always get it into the hands of somebody that likes it and really have fun with it. One time, there was this couple that was looking for a game called Brain Dead 13. Brain Dead 13 is sort of like a cartoony style, Dragon's Lair style game.
Oh, okay.
And
was
it was
this a Japanese exclusive? Was this released in the U.S. also?
Oh, this was original PlayStation long box.
Okay.
And it was a game that I had been personally searching for years because it was something which I had only played at a Hollywood Video on one of their demo kiosks. And I eventually got one for myself. We didn't have it in the store at the time, but you know what? I know they've been searching for it for a long time. I had it, so I went home the next day, brought it in, and said, here, this is mine. It is perfect condition, and I sold it to them.
Oh,
you have a much more pure soul than I do.
Yeah,
I
was really
would have been able to do that.
Another time, someone who was a regular was looking for a copy of okay, I'm just forgetting the name of that. Sony RPG, Dragon Game,
Dragon Quest,
Legend of the Dragoon.
That's it. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, Legend of the Dragoon. He was looking for it. We didn't have any in stock. This was like a person who'd been coming here for like a while, so I had one at home. I brought it in. He picked it up, and he went home, and then he came back and said it wasn't working. Now I was surprised because this was my personal copy, and I know it worked. Because like I like checked it out, he had this horribly mangled disc that he brought in the next day.
Oh my god!
And I told him, "This is not the disc that I gave you. None of these are. Go.
Never come back. Like
yeah,
what the?
you're.
Oh my god!
You've abused it." You've broken the trust.
I'm so sorry you had to deal with that. Oh my god. That doesn't happen too often, does it?
No, that's a very rare thing.
Oh, thank god. Because that kind of trust, that would drive me crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would be I don't know what we get people
like, who will say that this game was broken when we know it wasn't. We'll give people like the benefit of the doubt sometimes, like, oh, a game that was like on the wall, like a scratch game might have made it out by accident. So we'll give people like the benefit of the doubt once. If they do it multiple times, like, okay, we know what you're doing. Like, no.
That was an
exception because it was my personal copy that I did a favor to someone. And because of that, my personal copy is gone.
Yeah, that's like a double fuck you. Like, yeah. Come on.
We
also,
it just makes me.
Yeah. The goal of the store is also get games into the hands of people.
Except
we
for
don't
that
say
guy.
This. We don't say this, but usually for like kids, we'll like lower the price for stuff.
Oh, okay. That's sweet of you to do too.
It's not something we advertise, but it's like
so. If I were to be looking for a copy of Panzer Dragoon Saga for my nephew, could we maybe lower the price from 1,000?
Bring in your nephews. See what happens.
They're huge Sega Saturn fans. They're only 10, but you know, huge fans. No, that's very nice of you to do that. That's mm-hmm. the store that you're running sounds amazing.
I agree. Great.
Yeah, that's not like an advertised thing, but it's just like kid coming in, getting his pennies together. It's like, no, here.
Oh,
you got to hook them while they're young, right?
Right. Because I did. That's what I did. But that's when I grew up going to video game stores. I went to this old mom and pop store right across the street from a Dairy Queen in Jersey, and like that's how I got into video games. That's where I would go with my Halloween costumes. That's where, you know, that's how I got into games.
Did you dress up as video game characters?
Well, there were video games of G.I. Joe and Transformers.
Hey, that counts. That counts. I guess it was just before when video games mm-hmm. started to get like huge. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's understandable.
Is there anything you're currently searching for right now to add to your collection?
Everything. It doesn't stop. There's no like specific thing.
I was just wondering.
Well, yeah. Do you have a personal collection or does everything go to the store?
There are some personal ones that I do pick up. I don't really care as much right now for a personal collection because if I want to play it, I just play it.
Right.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Very reasonable.
It's just like I just grab from work and just go home and play it.
Until you have to give it to a guy that will then return it and say the CD is mangled.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have like a million sitting at home because it's for the store.
Right.
I think that's got to be a cool thing, though. It's like technically you do have this ginormous library at your fingertips, you know, mm-hmm. like that's got to be kind of fun.
Is it kind of like a childhood dream? Like I've always wanted to be surrounded by games and now I'm completely surrounded by games.
Kind of. Yeah.
That's got to feel so great.
Oh, no, that stuff's fun.
I got
super stressful a lot of times, though, too.
I can imagine.
It's like the whole comic book guy, how they call their job, the Widowmaker.
Well, I just feel like any business at all is so hard to survive in. Like, mm-hmm. I will always have respect for just any business owner, you know, like.
Especially small business owner, because that's
yeah, because day easy. In, day out, you're just, I mean, I'm going to presume you're doing very well, but still, like, you're still trying to survive every day, you know, like.
Oh, dear God. COVID nearly killed us.
Good.
There's so many places that went around.
Wait, that's good?
What, that it didn't kill them?
Yeah.
I thought you said it was good that COVID almost did kill them.
Oh, I thought you said it didn't kill them.
No. I get what you were saying. You're glad that it didn't kill us.
I didn't get what he was saying.
I'm glad
like,
it didn't kill
fuck,
you.
Dude?
Yeah.
Because it killed off so many businesses. Like,
we actually had to move because of weird city stuff.
Allentown stuff?
Yeah, but yeah.
And I guess that it's one of those things that is what it is. It happened,
If you want to get into the weeds of that, or would you rather not talk about that?
Not right now.
I do have
a dentist appointment that I need to go back to sleep, so I'm awake for.
Well, all the same, dude, thank you so much for coming on. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah, right, yeah, we love to have you on here. If you ever want to come back on, let us know. We can always send you the link again. So.
I do have to ask you just one question before you go. This is just personal for me. Have you ever come across a Nintendo 64 disc drive?
Yes. A couple years ago.
Where, did you sell it?
Yeah, a couple years ago.
Damn it.
It's a hot item. Damn it. It's a hot item.
That's the one thing I've been searching for mm-hmm. like years that I'm hoping to get, but maybe someday. If it's just today, is not that day.
Gotcha. All right. Good night, guys.
Good night, man. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks again for joining. We appreciate it. Oh, that was fun.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, no, that was really fun.
Yeah, that was great.
Catcher's a very nice guy. Hopefully he'll want to join us in the future.
Yeah, love to have him back on. Keckers, if you're still listening, we'd love to have you back on in the future. Come on basically whenever you want.
Yeah, no, I agree. It's been fun having you in the chat, and it's more fun to talk to you virtually, in person, whatever you want to say. But that was
it's always nice to hear the sausage gets made, because like, you know, I talk to people at like my local retro game store, but they never go into like the business aspect of it. And that's always fun to hear.
Woo! We got Kecker's approval. He'd love to come back.
Yay. Yay. Thank you, Kecker's. Thank you.
And obviously, since it was the first time it was on, we just went to kind of have an interview style. But as you come on more, it should be more conversational with us and more just talking shit and talking games. And, you know, like we normally do. But it was just fun. You're the first person we've ever interviewed on the show. So that was fun.
The first guest, our first ever guest.
Yeah, technically the first like legitimate guest we've had. That was fun. Matt, yeah, I'm not seeing anything from you on the Game Boy show email. I want to bring you on.
We really do want to bring you on, but there's mounds of technical problems that seem to be happening for some reason. I don't know what's going on.
Chris, I don't know if you want to give it one last shot and see. Because it's your burner account.
I will give my burner account one more try. One more try.
One more.
If it doesn't work after this one, then we'll try again next week.
Yeah, we can always try again. We can always try again, Matt. We always can. This is the longest episode we've ever had. So.
It is actually a lie. That is not true.
Wait, what? Which one do we have of those longer?
We did one of like a few weeks ago that was 2 hours.
Oh fuck, you're right.
Yeah, that's when we came back from our hiatus, even though we never went on hiatus.
Yeah. Yeah, I forget about that sometimes. No, yeah, we never take a break. We never do.
No breaks. No breaks allowed on podcasting.
Yeah, so
I think we're going to have to try this again next time.
I think we're going to have to as well, man. I'm sorry, dude. Like, I want to bring you on, but for some reason, when we email you, it says no email address found. And apparently when you email us, it says no email address found. I don't know, man.
I know for sure that our account exists. I'm pretty confident about that.
I do too. I almost wonder, since this is your burner and your burner is 12 years old, it could be parental control stuff. Honestly, it could be. I know, like, depending on your phone carrier too, your parents can monitor every like, not every text or everything, but like they can monitor certain stuff that comes into your phone that gets sent, blah, blah, blah.
You see, this is why you always got to ask your parents' permission before going online.
Yeah, which I get it. It makes sense. We are on Spotify, by the way, Matt.
We're on also something else. You keep track of
that. We're on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. So
there you go.
Yeah.
That's what we're on.
And we're on Pandora too. And Amazon. We're on Amazon Podcasts.
Wait, we're on Avatar? We're on Pandora?
Yes. We're on Pandora. Wild. We're also on iHeartRadio.
Sweet.
I kid you not. We're on all of these platforms.
Are we on MySpace?
Well, it's MySpace, not yours.
Oh. I guess it's not our space anymore. Then I'll just go fuck myself. I understand.
Wait. Is this the end of the Game Boys?